A great song is a great song is a great song. However, there are times in life where, for whatever reason, a song never hits its mark, never finds its audience, it never quite gets to be what it could have been. Like a child who never reaches their full potential, or like a dog who never learns the tricks that it could. Sometimes songs get shoved to the wayside and into obscurity, and we never get to hear them. And those are the songs, those great songs that get shoved to the wayside, that my good friend Phil and I call the greatest songs you've never heard. Welcome to another episode of the Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast. Good day to you, Phil.
Good day, good morning, good evening, to quote a friend of mine at some point. By the way, was that intro well done, by the way? Was that 100% human generated?
Yeah. I just came up. I just invented it right now while we were sitting here.
Nice.
I saw GSYNH up here and it inspired me for great songs, and I'm just riffing on it.
That's fantastic. I thought I saw your eyes moving like you were reading.
Nope, I was thinking hard.
Well, that would be like REM sleep then, and your eyes are flicking.
There you go.
Yes, doing well. Thank you for asking. Another edition, another episode, one that I always look forward to.
Phil, do you have any big life updates that you wanted to share with our listeners?
Life updates? Let's see. It sounds like this is a loaded question.
So the listeners know we talk quite regularly, but we are usually talking about business or texting. And so we don't usually get a chance to just sit down and shoot the breeze.
I was just
curious if you had any life updates for us.
So about a month ago, you and I had a conversation, and I think I asked you something to the effect, have you ever had a
hemorrhoid? MRI. Yes.
And you had.
Yes.
And then you asked, like, why are you asking? I was like, well, I had a fall in December in my shoulder. And you're like, what the hell? This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah.
And so that's when I found out I'm supposed to probably tell Chris a little bit more than I was. But then sometimes I tell him things and he's like, that's too much information. So
that is true.
I'm still learning, Chris. I am still learning.
Listen, that's why we're friends, Phil. We're here to help each other learn.
Other than that, life updates. No, just enjoying the crap out of life. The fact that we're having longer days. We're having actually wine on the deck in the late afternoon, early evening again. I mean, this is the best part of the year here in North Idaho. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not here.
Well, that's true, but it is the best time of the year, just in general. Out of hibernation and the heat comes back and yeah.
Some people down in Joshua Tree would probably, in the high desert, would probably disagree because it gets a little too hot. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Well, no big life event.
This podcast called The Greatest Song You've Never Heard. Do you have a song that you believe is one of the greatest songs, and do you believe that I have never heard it?
Yes and yes.
All right.
Agreed. But I want to ask you a question. Do you realize, I want to throw these little anecdotes out if I can on episodes. Do you realize that Celine Dion's name has the lyrics to O McDonald in it if you take all the consonants out?
No.
Yeah, Celine Dion, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah. What Chris is really mad about right now is he knows I'm going to be editing this and I will not take this out. Like he might have.
No, I would never take it out. I'm way too lazy to edit like that.
Yes, I do have a song. And sorry for all the moans and groans out there. That's the part of being a dad. You know these things.
Yeah. No,
and
it's good.
So anyway, yeah. You let me know. This setup, I don't even want to say that because it'll give things away. A couple weeks ago, I played a swing song and you had such a great response to it. I felt like I needed to throw one more out there.
Let's do it.
Gonna take a rocket to the roads.
That was a great song and a great ending.
You like the horns?
I liked the horns.
I had to actually have them re-record this because they had a sax solo in the end. And I said, can you re-record that with a trumpet? Because Chris really does not like sax solos. And they acquiesced.
You know what's really funny about that? A, it's funny that you know that about me. And B, it's funny that this just came up this week for me, actually, because there's a band called Bleachers that just released an album last week, I think, or the week before. Mm-hmm. Bleachers, the makeup of the band is it's a bunch of like 30 somethings who love John Hughes films from the 80s. Okay. And they actually do a lot of very 80s sounding songs, including they have a sax player in their band who does sax solos for them, like 80s style sax solos.
Okay.
In their songs, but they're making music right now. Really good. The sax solos are really good. And so I actually liked the jazz, the sax solo on this. The trumpet one, I wasn't as keen on in this case because I didn't like the recording. The production quality of the trumpet doesn't sound like it's in the same room as the rest of the
It's funny. It may not be. It might be the case that they're in separate rooms. I'm not sure.
Well, my gut would say that when they recorded this, they probably did all the big stuff together. And then the solos, they probably re-recorded on their own. And they had different mic placement, different like rooms, those kind of things. It sounded slightly different. But I'll tell you what I love about this song the most. All the double entendres were hilarious. I mean, really almost disturbingly hilarious. But the thing that I really loved about this song was that big, giant, chunky guitar solo that was... a lot of times with a swing song like this, the guitars tend to get jazz guitared up instead
of a little secondary, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. And they tend to have a brighter, cleaner sound, but that big fat blues distortion on this, just very, very good. I loved that guitar solo. It was really good.
I would be really surprised if you knew the artist on this. Can I interject something really quick?
You sure can.
Before I lose my train of thought, which is very easy for me to do. You had mentioned about recording different sections and of course the main recording when they're kind of playing it and then they kind of intersperse and re-record things. Have you seen the documentary, The Greatest Night in music?
Oh my gosh. I absolutely have.
It brought a tear to my eye.
Yes.
And the fact that these superstars, it's about We Are the World.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we, 25 years removed?
Oh, more than that. We're probably 40 years now.
Okay. That these are superstars. These are superstars in their own right that are having to basically work together. And you see when they get tired and the tensions get high and the inadequacy in the mind of Bob Dylan that he was so overwhelmed that this is one of the superstars of the 60s.
Yes.
You know? And I thought that was very, very funny, and how some of them would come to each other's aid, and the way they mixed the voices to go a Willie Nelson next to it was Dionne Warwick, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so interesting, the nuances and the fact that they all did this after an award ceremony because they knew most of them would be in town, except for Tina Turner is like, all right, I'll come over from Vegas. Anyway, I had to interject that. If you have not seen that documentary, it's really one of the best out there. In fact, Chris, you sent me updated version of that on a YouTube video with newer stars that I thought was kind of cool. By the way, and that was a fundraiser. It's still raising funds to this day.
The dirty little secret of, by the way, they were coming to each other's aid in real time, in real life. It was almost like it was Live Aid.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I get it. That was a nice play.
Thanks. The dirty secret, though, about Live Aid is no one had ever done that before. And so they didn't really, I mean, there was one British group that did some stuff, but it wasn't charted waters as far as like raising money from celebrities.
Yeah.
Send aid to like a third world country. And so they bought all this food and they shipped it all over. And because a dictator was running the country, all that food went bad and spoiled in a warehouse.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then the person that produced this, or they were mimicking, that's right. Bob Geldof.
Yeah.
Did I get the name right?
Yeah.
I don't even know the person, have no clue who he is. And yet he's fundamentally the genesis of all of that trend of these different fundraisers. Like
one last thing about this, they didn't talk about enough, I didn't think, in the documentary.
Yeah.
Is the fact that Prince and Michael Jackson had a beef.
Yeah.
And so the whole reason Prince wasn't going to show up is because Michael Jackson had such a prominent spot in this whole thing. And he literally, they talk about it a little bit, but he stiffed them. They thought he would actually make it there afterwards. And he literally didn't end up showing up. And I loved Sheena Easton saying, yeah, they only invited me because they thought if I was there that Prince would show up. And he never did, which is hilarious.
It wasn't Sheena Easton. It was Sheila E. There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the song.
But I mean, not only that, Stevie Wonder is like, he calls him up that day. Okay, do you need me to write something now? you can come, but we've got this all done.
Yep.
Anyway, so I had to interject that.
Oh, that's such a great documentary. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. It's really good. So that said, my gut says, I have no idea what this is called. Maybe it's called Rocket to the Moon.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm assuming it's not the Brian Setzer Orchestra because I already brought them up on another show recently. So I don't think it's Brian Setzer Orchestra. And you're saying you don't think I would even know who this is, right?
That's correct.
Then I have no clue who it is.
It's the Brian Setzer or no, it's not. it's a Canadian artist.
Michael Bublé.
It's close. It's his second cousin, third removed. Colin James.
I don't know Colin James.
Nope. He's kind of a Northwest icon, but he out of Canada. This was also in the same. A couple weeks ago, did the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
So he'd be in the Southwest, right?
Yes.
The Southwest of Canada.
Yes. Well, that's correct. I mean, I don't know exactly where, but I along in that region. Yes. but he's been kind of a staple and a mainstay. I actually did see him down in Pier whatever down in Seattle. Used to have those concert series out on the water where you watch
players
coming in. Saw him play once there. That was a lot of fun. He's very good. Colin James Band, 1999. It's a self-titled album. There's no name to it, but Rocket to the Moon. Yep. And
the line that got me was, "Feels so good. Her love is like a sugar on a spoon," which I didn't like the sugar, but I get why he did it. "Well, I'm crazy for my baby. She loves licking sugar from the spoon." I'm like, oh, I can. This is like not appropriate for kids.
Oh, but is it? I mean, kids aren't going to know.
That's true.
Aren't going to know, not unless you tell them. It. This obviously, the song a couple, 3 weeks ago, very lyrically driven, lots of nice cadence. That was a lot of fun. But this one is, by the way, on that one, if you haven't heard the episode, go back. It's a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Sugar Poppin' Daddies.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies. But I forgot to mention that day that the line, "You please come back. If you don't give it to me, I'm going to take it anyhow."
I missed that part.
Yeah, it's a very last line. It's let's see. "Bring it on back. If you don't bring it back, I'm gonna come get it anyway."
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But it's so, these nuances of songs are really why we're doing this, and to do some deep dives into some songs that a lot of people haven't heard. And that's this true. Is the same general time, 1999. This album was released. And lyrically, not anything like the other one, but I just love some popping horns, and this brought you that. And it gave emphasis on different instruments, like that chunky guitar that you like.
Oh, it was so good. That guitar solo was fantastic. It was very bluesy. It wasn't real swing. It was very blues oriented. And I thought that guitar solo was fantastic.
Yeah, he is known probably more for his blues that he brings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, good stuff.
Good song. Great song. One of the greatest songs that I've never heard, Phil.
Well, you can't say that anymore because you've
heard it. That's true. That's true.
That's the beauty of this.
Thank you for expanding my horizons and introducing me to new music.
Well, I can say the same. This is, I can't wait till next week to see what you bring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got a whole list.
Exactly. Which one will you choose? You know, what people don't understand is that sometimes these things get down to the last minute, and you just have to pull the trigger on one, you know?
Sure.
We haven't had an episode recently where we've actually doubled up a song from an artist, because there are some songs that need to have contrast, right? Yes. If you like this one, check this one out. It's completely different. And so that's a lot of fun too.
It is fun. Tell people where they can find more of us if they should so desire.
Do you know that Twitter did a rebrand? They're now X Twitter. Stupidest rebrand in the world.
Totally.
We're on X Twitter, and that's GSYNH podcast. It's our handle. Of course, Facebook, because everyone's on Facebook, and Facebook is still relevant and actually gaining high traction these days. But skip all the socials if you don't want to. Just go to our website, thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com.
Absolutely. No. And with that, thank you, Phil, for telling people where they can find us. And with that, I forgot I was driving. That's why there was an awkward pause there for those who are wondering what just happened. With that, we'll see you next time. Hear you, touch you, feel you next time on The Greatest Song You've Never Heard.
There's the Chris I know.